3BA's Secret Sound.
Let's get into it for Eclipse Ford, who have got the next generation Ranger and Everest arriving soon. $1,580 our jackpot today. Cherie is very, very confident that she's got the correct answer, but she's caller number five, so she's going to have to sweat bullets for a little while. Clinton, good morning.
Morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Going well. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Righto, Clinton.
Are you playing hopscotch, where you throw the rock into the square and you got to hop up to it?
We had that one last week.
Oh, I've been quarantined with COVID.
It doesn't stop you from streaming the radio station.
I know, I'm hopeless.
You said that, not me. Clint,
have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call. I got a funny feeling a sneeze is on the way. Fee, good morning.
Yeah, that was my guest last week. How you going, PT?
Hey, there you go. I knew someone said it last week. I feel
yeah,
it.
I've got something just as obscure.
Right.
Are you playing shopkeepers and just dropping the rocks and the dirt on the counter?
Oh, you're not playing shopkeepers, no.
Okay.
No.
Is it obscure?
I remember once upon a time our kids doing shopkeepers and they used to get the tape out and old boxes and they had a wow of a time. Got them the Monopoly money and they'd raid the pantry and get, you know, the biscuits and all that sort of stuff. They loved it.
I mean, is the secret sound obscure? You said use your imagination.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not a game.
No, it is obscure. It's a game in the imagination of a child.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, it's not a
game as such.
You know, just, okay, yeah, thank yeah. you.
It's, you know.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, no, it's not, which is why I've got you trying to work it out. Have a great day. Vicky, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT. How are you?
I'm very well. It's clear as mud, but it's nothing to do with mud or mud pies. So what do you think?
Well, they've all pinched my thoughts now. I've got to come up with something.
Which means you're blank.
More or less.
There's nothing unusual about that, Vicky.
Oh, thanks a lot, KT.
Come on, it's the quick and the dead, Vicky.
All right, are you throwing rocks into the water and making them skip?
You are wrong.
Thank you, PG.
Good job on coming up with something that quickly, though. Well done.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. It's not skipping rocks on the water. Hello, Jack.
Hey, PT.
How you going, matey?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. What are you thinking today?
Are you rolling dirt and stones down a slide?
Jack, we've had that one before as well. Incorrect guesses, secret sound page at 3ba.com.au. She's been sweating bullets for the last 5 minutes or so. Hello, Cherie.
Hello, PT.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 100, 100%, how confident are you?
I reckon I'm about 50%, but I can't guarantee it.
Hang on a sec. When you're confident about something, normally it's like 80%.
Yeah, well, I reckon I might have it, but I don't know.
50% is sitting on the fence.
Yes, I know that, PT. Come on.
Oh, no. Let's drop the answer.
All right, rolling around on the stones and the dirt.
No. I'd look up the word confidence in the dictionary, Cherie, and just, you know, perhaps not go with it anymore. But anyway, have a wonderful day. Let's go to Anne from Redan.
Morning, PT.
Anne from Redan. It's got quite the ring to it, hasn't it?
It has, yes.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 100%, how confident are you?
Oh, about 50.
You're on the fence with Cherie and the other birds.
Yep.
Anne from Redan, what is your answer, please?
Well, are you up on the roof rolling stones down the roof?
There's no cash here.
There's no cash for anyone today, not even Anne from Redan or Cherie with her high confidence that really wasn't that high in the first place. Back tomorrow, $1,600 jackpot thanks to Eclipse Ford.